السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله، ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those who were receivers. Once again, I repeat that it is only the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we have gathered here for this majlis of zikr. There is no kamal of ours. It is no great deed of ours. On a day like this, when it's a public holiday, and then when there are so many attractions and distractions of the outside world, and most of them inviting towards sins. There are many distractions, but they may not be sinful. But we know that in these days of holidays, and especially during this Christmas period, from all sides there is an invitation to sin. So much so that many, many Muslim parties are organized, or many Muslims organize parties, functions, and many other things which are also totally un-Islamic. They can be Islamic parties, but I'm talking about totally un-Islamic functions, where there is so much of sinning, so much of evil, so much of vices, so much of open rejection of the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the name of Islam. So when there are so much of distractions, and then if you look at the newspapers, the magazines, the television and all the other media, then there is an open invitation to zina, to music, and to anything that you can think of which invites the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. I have mentioned many times that if you take the Muslim countries and if you take our country and many other countries, they are only surviving because there's a lot of charities, a lot of sadaqah that is being given. When there is a disaster somewhere, you'll find South Africans opening up their hearts and pockets and giving as much as they can. So alhamdulillah, with the barakat of all those charities, Allah Ta'ala's anger gets cooled. Provided, of course, we are giving it in the right places and we're giving halal. But if it had not been for that, then our country was none the better. We always point fingers far away. We say, look at Dubai and look at this and look at that. But what is the condition in this country? What is our condition? And this is Shaitan's ploy, that always he takes our gaze very, very far away so that we cannot see and look into our own lives. How much of ibadat, zikr, tilawat, and obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do we find in our homes? How many percent of people in our homes read Salat 5 times a day? How much of viewing there is of all the same haram that other people are viewing outside? We view it in our homes, but we still remain very pious. Nothing affects our piety and taqwa, because we believe that nobody has watched us, nobody has seen us, nobody knows what we have been doing. So this majlis of zikr, as I have explained over and over and over, that it is not for increase of knowledge. This majlis of zikr is not for the increase of knowledge, that now you'll learn a lot of masail of namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, and ibadat and buying and selling, those things are to be learnt, because without that you can't have proper Islam and proper deen. But this majlis is to light that fire of love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to bring the khawf of Qiyamah into our hearts, the khawf of the azab of Allah Ta'ala, the wrath and anger of Allah Ta'ala. On the one hand, we try to create that muhabbat, that love for Allah Ta'ala, because if we get true love, then automatically sins will vanish, they will disappear. A person who truly loves someone, he doesn't go out of his way to displease the beloved. That is in no person's language. We haven't heard throughout history that a person says, I dearly love my wife, so therefore I'm going out of my way to abuse her. I dearly love my sheikh, therefore I go out of my way to abuse and to hurt him and to cause him harm and injury and pain. I dearly love my ustad, therefore I swear him and curse him. Therefore I don't obey what he says. I dearly love my parents, therefore I am disobedient to them, because I dearly love them. Will anybody accept a stupid thing like that? In no person's dictionary is that accepted. Love is a thing that makes a person obedient. The person goes out of his way to please the beloved. Any person who loves someone, he goes out of his way to please his beloved. So who can be more beloved to us than Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So if we really and truly love them, then we will distance ourselves from all those things that are displeasing to them. And we will go out of our way to do those things that are pleasing to them. And then again, it is only our Allah that in spite of all our disobedience, He has not shut the doors over us. Any other beloved, after 2-3 times of disobedience, or the person does things that have caused her or him injury and pain and hurt, then he says, how many times must I forgive you? To hell with you now. Don't even come front of me now. I don't want to see you anymore now. So, don't visit me anymore. It is only Allah Ta'ala that day and night we use His own bounties, His given bounties. The sight, the hearing, the speech and everything who has given to us. We use His bounties for His disobedience. But yet Allah Ta'ala says, my doors of tawbah are open. As long as you are sincere, return to me, I am willing to accept you. No matter how far you may have gone, I dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards me with repentance. Now who will they be like that? So that is our Allah Ta'ala that He says, no matter how far you have gone, all I require is a few tears of repentance, a few tears of shame, nadamat, regret, that, oh Allah, I made a big mistake in my life. I should not have done this or done that. And then again, even if that person slipped and fell and made a mistake, despite having a firm intention of not returning to that sin, then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not say that how many times must I keep on forgiving you. Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was sitting next to Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi. And Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he reprimanded his servant because the person had repeated the mistake many times. So Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi said, how many times must I keep forgiving you? So Hazrat Mullah Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi whispered into his ears, as many times as you want Allah Ta'ala to forgive you. Says, as many times that you want Allah Ta'ala to overlook your faults, as many times as that you also forgive him. He made a mistake and he's acknowledging his mistake. He's not arrogant, he's not obstinate. So then forgive him. So it is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that again is ready and willing to accept us. And He dearly loves those tears of repentance. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Over every weakness, every shortcoming, every sin and every fault of mine, my tears of repentance, my tears of nadamat and shame, that is all that I have. And O Allah, this is what I present before you. And I seek from you a forgiveness through your shan of being Rahim, Kareem, Sattar, Ghaffar. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm aaf ho kar. یہ کشتی تو ہے ان سے عمر بھر کی, کبھی تو دبا لے کبھی وہ دبا لے. This wrestling match between yourself and shaitan is going to go on and on and on until your dying day. There is no question of shaitan going to retirement, that after one time he has flattened us on the ground, then after that he says, now I'm going to retire. Shaitan doesn't retire. So ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu daba le kabhi wo daba le. Sometimes you are going to overpower shaitan and sometimes shaitan is going to overpower you. جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی, بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے. جو ناکام ہوتا رہے عمر بھر بھی, بہرحال کوشش تو عاشق نہ چھوڑے. یہ رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے, جو سو بار ٹوٹے تو سو بار جوڑے. You heard this many times, but get the حقیقت. He says, if you made a mistake, if you made an error, if you committed some sin, even if 100 times you slipped and fell, even if you fell 100 times, then too, do not give up hope. Then too, do not give up hope, even if you fail 100 times. Even if you fail your entire life, to na kaam hota rahe umr bhar bhi. Baharal koshish to ashik na chode. The ashik is going to say that, oh Allah, I have made a mistake, but I cannot live in this world without your muhabbat. How can I even survive without you in my life? So many husbands say to their wives that, what will I do without you? Because they've lived together 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. What will I do without you? And so many wives say to their husbands, what will I do without you? So many children say to their parents, what will we do without you? And so many parents say to their children, what will we do without you? Because they become dependent on them. So why don't we also say the same thing, oh Allah, what will we do without you? For our parents, we don't need them every breath of our life. Our children, we don't need them every breath of our lives. Do we need our children every breath of our lives? But oh Allah, we need you in our lives, every breath of ours. We cannot even take that breath without you. You are the one who will give us that himmat and that courage. Jo na kaam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharal koshish to aashik na chhod. If you are aashiks of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the effort we must not give up. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so baar toote to so baar jode. This bond with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we must not allow that cord to snap. And if it has snapped 100 times, then tie the knot again 100 times. Two young people were having some kind of an argument that who is more beloved to Allah ta'ala. The person who has never made any mistake in his life, hasn't committed any sin, or the person who committed some sin and then made tawbah. He repented, he regretted, he expressed remorse and shame. Now two young people, they're arguing. One person said, no, the one who never made any mistake, he's beloved. The other one said, no, the person who made mistake, but then he regretted and he made a lot of tawbah, then he's the most beloved. In the meantime, one elderly man was passing by. Now this is not a Sharia masla, but he was passing by. So he said, look, I don't know what you are talking about with regards to Sharia or anything like that, but what I do know, is that I am a person that weaves cloths. So we keep our eye on the thread that's running through. And if the cord snaps, if the thread snaps, then we tie the knot. And after we have tied the knot on that thread which snapped, then we don't bother so much about the others which are in perfect condition. We keep our gaze on this knot which has been tied again, that it must go through without any problem. So he says, from that I conclude that the person who made tawbah, sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala's gaze is on that person, that look at this servant of mine. He made a mistake in his life, but he is not persistent and he is returned to me. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala casts more glance of mercy and rahmat on him. So that is only Allah Ta'ala who does that. So what I was saying is that these are days of fitnas. And fitnas are coming from all sides and from all angles. They are coming from such sources that we do not even consider them as fitnas. So at such a time, how much more important it becomes that we must be alert, we must be sharp, we must be wide awake. The shaitan and nafs must not hijack us. Everyone is warning that these are days of increased hijackings. They said, holiday season, you must beware. Hijackings increase during this high season or during this season of festivities. So that is exactly what we are saying too, that there's a lot of hijacking of a person's iman, hijacking of his Islam, hijacking of his morals and character, hijackings of his ibadat, of his tilawat, of his zikr, of his ibadat. Oh, everything is hijacked when this season comes. Through the gaze, so much of it is hijacked. Through the ears, so much of it is hijacked. Through the tongues, so much of it is hijacked. Through the hands and feet, so much of it is hijacked. And through our fantasizing, so much of it is hijacked. And then those people who actually commit the zina, then it's even worse. So there's a lot of hijacking. So we have to be even more careful. So therefore I repeat that this majlis of zikr is to increase that love of Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that we become wide awake, we become alert, we become fully conscious that my Allah is with me wherever I go. I can hide my faults, my sins, my weaknesses in the hotel rooms, in the privacy of my home, in the privacy of my holiday quarters. Many places I can hide from the public, I can hide from the parents, I can hide from the society. But I cannot hide from my Allah. He is well aware. And He it is in whose hands my life lies. He can pull the carpet from beneath my feet. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can destroy my pleasures. So therefore it is important and necessary for me to be conscious of the fact that I am a Muslim wherever I may be. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Jis jahan mein rahun, jis fiza mein rahun, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Samne aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Samne aisa khaufe qiyamat rahe. Har gunah se meri hifazat rahe. Khaufe qiyamat, that there is a day of judgment that we will be answerable. We are going to account for our deeds and actions to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So, jis jahan mein rahun, whether I'm on the ground or whether high up in the air, whether I'm in the spaceship, whether I'm on the moon or whether I'm on the sea, whether I'm deep down the ocean in the submarine, whether I'm gliding away on some gliders, whether I'm in those cable cars on Table Mountain, wherever I may be, mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. Enjoy the beautiful view, the beautiful scene, the beautiful waters of the ocean, the jungle, the forest, the animals. But keep the gaze away from haram. Mera taqwa hamesha salamat rahe. For Allah Ta'ala is watching. So therefore today or tonight, just to keep ourselves a little alert, we will repeat the ash'ar of Hazrat Khaja Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi with regards to mouth. Because I have mentioned this many times, that the only break for us, because we don't seem to have that kind of muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala and that kind of khawf of Allah Ta'ala. In our lives, we don't seem to have that kind of love and that kind of fear. So then what else are we going to do? Then at least think of death. That's the break. And recently, we know how many young, fit, healthy people, with everything going for them, within seconds they went from this world. No time for anything. As we heard in Surah Yasin also, they won't even get time to go and make their wills or make any nasihat, nothing. Once the time has come, the person goes. That is a totally different thing than those who were shot and killed, or those people who met up accidents and died, or those people who were walking somewhere and some building collapsed, or due to earthquake the building collapsed over their heads, or they drowned in the ocean. Then it's shahadat. It's a form of shahadat. Allah Ta'ala wanted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah to have a lot of shaheed. So Allah Ta'ala blessed those people with shahadat. They were very fortunate that they left this world with a clean slate. Allah Ta'ala forgives all their sins and gives them jannat. So that is a blessing for them. But what a great lesson for all of us. As I have been repeatedly mentioning that these days, how careful we have to be, especially those people who have got a record of their sins. And we've got so much of youth here and so much of young people here tonight. Especially the sins. Don't keep a record of sins. Sins are not to be recorded and kept. Sins are to be made tawbah over, repented over, and forgotten. But to keep it on our cell phones, and to keep it on our computers, and to keep it on our files, and to keep it in our heads and in our memories, and to fantasize over them and keep on looking at them, that is not the sign of a Muslim. A Muslim does not keep a record of his sins. He repents, he regrets, he is ashamed. He is ashamed. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hai Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, one day he came into an emotional state, and he said, on Qiyamah Day, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that, all right, I won't punish you, I won't send you into Jahannam, I won't send you into the fire of hell, but what I will do is, from the time that you became of age until your dying day, all what you did, I will play that film in the presence of these billions of people that have gathered here. What you did in the secrecy and privacy, I will play that whole film. Now you decide, what do you want? He says, I tell you that there will be so many of us that will say, Ya Allah, we rather go to Jahannam, but please don't play that film of all the dandas that we did in our lives. Which prostitute quarters we went, and which escort agencies we visited, and what kind of films we watched, and what kind of haram we viewed with our eyes, and what we heard with our ears, and how much of cheating we did, and how much of deceiving we did, and how much of scales we did not balance properly in our shops, and how much of undercutting and underweighing and everything that we did, and how much of abuse of our wives, and abuse of the children, and abuse of parents, and abuse of other people's rights. All that which we do in our lives, if only Allah Ta'ala has to play that film, then who will ever be prepared to let the whole world and the billions that came up till the day of Qiyamah watch that? So Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very, very merciful, very forgiving, very, very compassionate, very kind, and He wants to forgive us. So therefore take advantage whilst we are alive.
یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہاں ہر خوشی ہے مبدل بسد غم جہاں شادیاں تھی وہیں اب ہے ماتم یہ سب ہر طرف انقلابات عالم تیری ذات ہی میں تغیر ہے ہر دم جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے جگہ جی لگانے کی دنیا نہیں ہے یہ عبرت کی جا ہے تماشا نہیں ہے
It is not a place to give our hearts to. All homes in which there was happiness, that there is a wedding Someone is getting married, there's walima taking place, this, there's that, happiness, joy, festivity, rejoicing. Vahi abhe matam, and suddenly after that there's crying, there's wailing, there's tears. Hi, my brother is gone, my father is gone, my mother is gone, my sister is gone, my son is gone, gone, finished. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bulale khuda nahi maloom. Aur tawsi bhi hai usme ghair mumkin, aur miyad uski nahi maloom. No one knows the duration of the visa of life. So make use of the dunya, that we don't say distance yourself from gold, silver, home, car, property, wealth. All these things are namats of Allah Ta'ala. Use it correctly and get Allah Ta'ala's raza and get jannat in the akhirat. Make it wasila of the akhirat. But don't use it for discos, cinemas, theatres, purchasing bigger and bigger television screens. And we say we cannot have enjoyment, we cannot have any kind of happiness in our lives until we have these things in our homes. We clearly say that we, how can we have enjoyment? And yet it doesn't bring enjoyment, it brings restlessness, restlessness. I've repeatedly said this, there are so many people, they are acknowledging this fact that it hasn't brought happiness. It can't bring happiness because it is in the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. How can it bring happiness? Jisse hain aap khush is jahan mein, wo shab o roz hai gulsita mein. With whomsoever you are pleased, O Allah, that person is in gardens day and night. So he says, jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai. Take lessons, all around us lessons. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroys, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives respect and honor, and how Allah ta'ala gives disgrace and humiliation. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives health and how He gives sickness, how Allah ta'ala gives richness and how He gives poverty, how He gives kingdoms and how He snatches away those kingdoms, how He raises a person sometimes to the position of president and king and ruler, and next thing the person is in prison and executed. There's ibrat all around, and how fit, young, healthy people jogging, running, skipping, everything going for them, big cars, cell phones and latest technology, everything in their homes, and suddenly that blue-eyed boy is gone. So ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi. It's not a circus. We have made life a circus.
तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनू बनाया, तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, जवानी ने फिर तुझको मजनु बनाया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, बुढ़ापे ने फिर आ के क्या क्या सताया, अजल तेरा कर देगी बिल्कुल सफाया, जगा जी लगाने की दुनिया नहीं है, ये इबरत की जा है, तमाशा नहीं है। तुझे पहले बचपन ने बरसों खिलाया, and there was childhood days, everybody was enjoying running around, playing around, parents taking full care of the child, no worry, no sorry in the world. Then jawani came. When jawani came, youth came, then the person became majnoon. He says, I'm madly in love. So madly in love that he goes mad himself after that. Ends up in the asylum sometimes. So there's no problem. Use that commodity of that ingredient of love to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And because of their hukam to love the parents, to love the children, to love one's home, to love everything is permissible. So he says, Jawani ne phir tujhko majnu banaya. When the person is got Jawani on his side and he's got money also, then he doesn't want to listen to anybody. And then he wants to be independent. He says, independent. And yet the person hasn't been independent all his life. All his life he hasn't been independent. Can anyone say that I'm truly independent? We are dependent all the time on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for our sight, our hearing, our speech, for our lives and everything else. But in any case, this person in Jawani, then he becomes majnoon, he goes mad. Doesn't want to listen to anybody. He wants to enjoy life, he says, enjoy life. Budhape ne phir aake kya kya sata hai. Then old age comes, the hair turns white, back gets bent, teeth fall off, the sight gets weak, every joint and every part of the body begins aching, and then all that glitter and glamour that is around does not mean much to him. Now all he's worried about is cure from his pains and aches. Then after that, death comes and the person is gone. Now that does not mean that any person who is old and is going through sickness and pains and ill health and all that is an azab of Allah Ta'ala. There can be a great rahmat and a great mercy, but we are extremely weak. So we must not say, oh Allah, give us old age and give us sickness. We must ask for good health even in old age. But the fact is that these things are natural. They will come. But how many people really do see old age? How many of us can even imagine living 80, 90, 100? The average age of the ummah is going to be between 60 and 70, latter part. So those days are gone when people used to live till 80, 90, 100. But you say, even if somebody has to live, then too, finally the person is going to go. So, jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ya ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. And I will conclude with just one more couplet.
Yehi tujhko dun hai, rahun sab se bala. Yehi tujhko dun hai, rahun sab se bala. O zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai, rahun sab se bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya, yuhi marne wala. Jiya karta hai kya, yuhi marne wala. Tujhe husne zahir ne dhoke mein dala. Jagaji lagane ki duniya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai. All the time we say, you only one. Tujhe har waqt ye dun hai, rahun sabse bala. My car must be the best, my home must be the best, my clothes must be the best, everything must be time to shine, latest model, latest trends and latest fashions and latest labels and designer, everything must be that. Har waqt ye dhun hai, the person who's young now, that's all. Every time the talk is around nothing but what kind of technology he has and what kind of home he has and what kind of toilet he has, that's all. Golden taps in my toilet I got. That's something also to be talked about. Says, har waqt ye dun hai, rahun sabse wala, ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. Just fashion, fashion, fashion. He has a passion for fashion, that's all. Again, nothing wrong, wear good clothes, wear decent clothes. Nobody says haram, drive in a good car, good home. If Allah Ta'ala has given with barakat, don't look down upon others, don't have superiority complex. Use it correctly. That is not the issue. What we are talking about is where the person's whole life now, the focus of it is on fashion, on design, on this, on that, nothing else. Har waqt ye dun hai. Jiya karta hai kya, yuhi marne wala. The person who is going to leave this world one day and go to his grave, is that how he lives in this world? That his whole 24 hours goes in nothing but how can I live a life in which I am recognized as Mr. Somebody.
Is that how he lives? Finally, how is he going to go finally? Which designer label is going to be on his coffin? Have up till now there been any competition on designer labels in coffin? Has anybody even seen inside there what kind of material has been used? And then where is the person going to finally rest? Are they going to put some high class mattresses and furniture there and air conditioning there in the graves for him? Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the realization that this death can come suddenly, 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 anywhere, anytime, any place. No warnings at all. So especially people like us who've got our dadis and our kurtas and our topis and some sign of piety, and we are connected with masajid and madaris and khanqas and tabligh and dawat, then we must be even more conscious of the fact that this death can come suddenly. And what an embarrassment and a shame and a disgrace that an humiliation it would be if that person's death has to come in a disco, cinema, theater, or watching some filth on the television screen, or watching some porn sites on the internet, or popping drugs in the privacy of his room and home. May Allah Ta'ala protect me and protect you and protect everyone from such a death. May He cause us to die in the Mubarak land and city of Madina Sharif, and bless us with burial in Baqi. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah La ilaha illallah 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 La ilaha illallah
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث
يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Allah, Allah. Allah! My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful servants of yours on the surface of the earth. There is no one more sinful than us. We use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. Day and night we disobey you, my beloved Allah. But there is no one for us besides you. Where do we go, my Allah? Which other door is there that we can tap, my beloved Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. There is no support for us besides your support. If you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness and mercy and rahmat, my beloved Allah, then where do we go? There is no other home for us in which we can beg. After this majlis of zikr, we have raised our begging bowls before you, my Allah. We haven't raised them before some idol that cannot see us, cannot hear us, cannot help us in any way. We have extended our begging bowls before you. This very moment, my beloved Allah, you are watching us. You are watching us, my Allah. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Forgive us our major sins, our minor sins, forgive them. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, hamare zahiri gunahon ko maaf farma, batini gunahon ko maaf farma. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the skies, our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away the sins of the entire mankind. My beloved Allah, what is it difficult for you to forgive us? Who is going to question you why you forgave those sinners who has raised their hands in Masjid Adur after the majlis of zikr? Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Open the floodgates of mercy and forgiveness for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Overlook the shortcomings, the weaknesses and the faults of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, overlook the shortcomings and weaknesses of ours and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Change the condition of our hearts, my beloved Allah. We are turning towards you, for we have no one besides you. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us so much of your love that it becomes extremely easy to do everything pleasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us happiness in good deeds. Ya Allah, give us happiness and joy in good deeds. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. Give us the realization that sins bring nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. My beloved Allah, there were so many distractions on this night Yet such a large number of people have gathered here to take your Mubarak name, to glorify you and praise you. My beloved Allah, have mercy. Don't look at our sins. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Bless us all with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction in our lives. Bless us with halal risk and sustenance. Distance us from haram. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many who are in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa. We know, my beloved Allah, that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, weakness, poverty can be a rahmat and a mercy in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Change, my beloved Allah, even if it is a mercy, change the mercy of sickness to the mercy of good health. Change the mercy of poverty to the mercy of good wealth. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us. Those who are on journeys, make them reach the destination safely. Those who are returning from Hajj or have returned from Hajj, make their Hajj maqbool, mabroor. Make them ambassadors of Islam. Ya Allah, accept the du'as that they made in the Haramain Sharifain, and especially in Arafat. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our time, in every ni'mat and bounty that you bless us with. Those students who have written examinations, bless them with success in their examinations. Make them assets for our communities. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Ya Allah, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of malice, and of every evil that has embedded itself. My beloved Allah, don't seize us on account of our sins. Bless us with barakat in our lives. We have to leave this world someday. Ek din varna hai aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, or cinema, or theater, or gambling den, or popping drugs in our mouths, or bottle of wine in our hands, or adultery, or fornication, or watching some filth on the television screen or internet site. We don't know when the angel of death will strike, where he will strike, and how he will strike. How can we then be in places of haram? My beloved Allah, protect us and safeguard us. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Tamanna hai ke gulzare Madina ab watan hota. Waha ke gulshano mein koi apna bhi chaman hota. وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. His entire life he prayed for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, our family members and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Wa ala alihi. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.